It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment comes from the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro and all of their members. They're inviting you to join their local business leader community to get connected, stay informed, and drive progress. Be sure to visit their website, carolinachamber.org, to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. It is Thursday, so we are talking Chapel Hill. Of course, Mayor Pam Heminger still on the campaign trail, so I am instead joined in the studio by someone who we had on pretty recently as a guest talking about various things Chapel Hill. That would be Emily Powell, the fire and life safety educator for the Chapel Hill Fire Department and town. Emily, thanks so much for dropping back in. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm great. Busy month, fire prevention month.
That's right.
We did the best we could virtually with the kids and getting our message out, but it wasn't quite the same. So maybe next year.
I was going to say, that's what we had you in earlier this year to talk a little bit about some tips on that way. And the big message was, it's important that kids know this. There's obviously some things we're trying to get across to adult members of the community, but it's teaching the kids about fire prevention. And I imagine that it is a little bit different. You know, you can't roll up to schools and fire trucks or anything like that to help kind of hammer home any messages. You got to do it all over the computer. Makes it a little trickier.
Right. Yeah. Hate disappointing the kids. They'd love to see the truck, but I think they got to see some behind the scenes stuff that they wouldn't ordinarily have.
So. Oh, okay.
Something to grow on.
A silver lining. Absolutely. Well, one of the main reasons that we've got you in here today, Emily, is to talk about the Halloween weekend, because we know that it is an incredibly busy, busy time around the Chapel Hill community. And one of the reasons because of that is the recent tradition of people gathering on Franklin Street to kind of walk around on the night of Halloween itself in their costumes. And last week we learned of the town's plans to kind of respond to that this year, because I think a lot of people think that it is a town event, but that is something that I know that the town government reminds us here at the radio station each year is, hey, it's actually not a town-sponsored event. It just kind of happens and we react to it. But I'm curious, do you happen to know when this kind of tradition started? Do you know how long this has been going on where people just kind of wander Franklin Street?
I don't know when that started or why it started, whose idea that was. Interesting thing to learn, though. So I know we've dealt with it and grown with it and responded to it every year, though.
Yeah, absolutely. So the plans for this year, obviously last year was a little different. Everybody's still very aware of COVID-19, no vaccines out. So people were largely doing their best to stay inside, stay masked up, stay safe. But the town stance this year is that there's not going to be any preemptive shutting down of Franklin Street for this, correct?
Right. So without it being a town-sponsored event, we don't encourage you to come out, but we do want families and students to have fun. But overall, we want people to be safe. So if that means we have to respond to whatever event does occur on the street, then we'll do that.
Do you know what kind of approach or what kind of the reasoning is for the town government where they landed on this approach of, hey, if it happens, we'll respond, but which means that people will need to be kind of like on call, prepared to respond, but not preemptively shutting down the street?
Yeah, I think the main reason is probably just the drain on resources, the manpower, woman power, the mutual aid partners we have to call in, the time, the money spent. It was really starting to drain the town. So that said, we find this gray area where we are still responsible for the safety and the health of people. So we do what we can without encouraging it.
Absolutely. I feel like that's probably something people might not think about. If you're headed down Franklin Street, you're probably not thinking about the cost of such events to the town. Are there any other aspects of kind of Halloween weekend and the traditions of walking around Franklin Street, I guess, that people might not think of from the town perspective?
No, not necessarily. We encourage people to gather with their communities, within their neighborhoods, stay home, carve your pumpkins, do safer, smaller gatherings, especially during COVID. And that's really where we want you to be. We want our downtown businesses to be successful, but maybe this is just not the year for the large gatherings on the street that we've seen.
Do you and other people in the town kind of expect for people to show up? What have the conversations been like so far?
Well, we are fortunate that Halloween's on a Sunday night, so we assume that the students may have their events Thursday night, Saturday night, and hopefully be a little worn out by Sunday. You got to go to class on Monday. If they do show up, we have plans to shut the street down at 8. That is the earliest we will kind of hold that main Franklin Street corridor safe from traffic. But by then, it'll open up by 9:30. So if the crowd becomes large enough that it mandates shutting the street down, that's a possibility. We'll open it up by 9:30, though.
We're speaking with Emily Powell, who is the fire and life safety educator for the Chapel Hill Fire Department and for the town of Chapel Hill. Townofchapelhill.org has some information about what to expect on Halloween night in the town. We've also got that shared on Chapelboro as well. So you mentioned, obviously, the town is not encouraging people to gather. I know that the town government last year shared a lot of alternative ways for people to celebrate Halloween because at that time, people were largely still trying to stay inside and try and stay separated, socially distanced. What is the town suggesting this year? Are there any sort of like alternative things that the town thinks might be the quote unquote better ways to celebrate when it comes to public health and safety?
Well, the typical COVID recommendations. So we want you to have your vaccines before going out in public. We want you to wear your masks. Keep distance when you can. If the crowd becomes large and uncomfortable, if you're hanging out with too many people that aren't necessarily in that friend and family group that you've established, back away from them. That would just keep you COVID safe, of course.
Sure.
Now, Halloween safe, the rules still apply. So there's not going to be any open alcohol downtown. Definitely no real weapons and nothing that looks like a weapon. So any part of your costume that could resemble a weapon, anything with intent to harm, we're going to ask you to throw that away.
Got it. Yeah, I remember from my days as a UNC student that a big part of when the streets do get shut down and emergency services are kind of monitoring who's coming in and out of the areas is masks as well, and not talking about the masks we've gotten used to wearing over the last year and a half, but more like, you know, full face masks, things covering people's entire heads. Is that something that you think people might be keeping an eye on this year again?
I can't actually speak from the police department standpoint on that.
Right. Yeah, that's the other side of the department. Yeah. But that's probably something to keep in mind, too. Well, what are some other just general safety tips for people to keep in mind during Halloween weekend? We had the Orange County Sheriff pop in earlier this week and share some that his office is keeping track of. But in general, from the fire department side and from your own experiences with the town, what are some suggestions?
Sure. Pedestrian safety is going to be huge, keeping the kids safe. I feel like kids get this excitement to them on Halloween where they think the whole neighborhood turns into a party. So just reminding them that you're still crossing the street. We're still going to stop, look both ways. We're going to cross at corners, looking for cars, waiting for an adult, not running or darting out between cars. Just taking that excitement down a notch and reinforcing the safety about being a pedestrian in traffic.
Yeah,
and of course for the cars as well. Like, there are children out. They may be wearing dark colors. They're super excited. So that's a two-way situation.
Definitely important to keep in mind. We're speaking with Emily Powell with the Town of Chapel Hill. Townofchapelhill.org is the local government's website. And we've got a final few moments here. Emily, is there anything that is upcoming for the fire department or anything else around the town government you want to make sure that are on people's radars?
No, I think we are chugging along. The fire department, the police department, the town has been so busy just doing our normal things and COVID-related things. We're doing the best we can. So I would say keep an eye on all of our social media. And that's going to be the best place to see what's up next for everybody.
Absolutely. Were you involved at all, perhaps, in the response to the gas leak that happened yesterday? That was something that we were following pretty closely here at the radio station.
I admit, I was on my way to lunch, and I happened to end up right in the middle of it.
So. Oh, no kidding.
So I blocked a couple pieces of traffic and took those photos that you saw.
All right. Well, how about that? Well, thanks again to Emily Powell, the fire and life safety educator for the Chapel Hill Fire Department, for coming in and sharing this information on Halloween weekend. Of course, we've got that shared on chapelboro.com, too. When it comes to what the town of Chapel Hill is doing this Sunday, you can also find it on townofchapelhill.org. Once again, Emily, thanks so much for stopping by. It was a pleasure having you.
Thanks, Brighton.